Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. That's my joke that I'm contractually obligated to use every single time until I come up with something better. But anyway, I'm Jim Sirianni. This is Jim on the Air. Thank you for either watching or listening, depending on which platform you might be using. And I'm very excited to dedicate this week's show to the Reemerge Dance Festival. The Reemerge Dance Festival will be taking place at Center Stage Theater in Santa Barbara, California. And that will be June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage. And if you'd like more information or tickets to the event, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org, and theater spelled with E-R, centerstagetheater.org. And information on getting tickets is there. You can also click on the blog tab, and the blog will give you all the in-depth information about the festival, about each of the artists and studios that are participating in the event, and that's on the blog tab. And again, that's centerstagetheater.org for tickets, and the event is June 17th through the 20th if you'd like to check it out. My guest this time around is Aaron White, and Aaron has a dance film that will be featured in the festival. It's called Renewal, and she also collaborates with a group called Psychopomp Dance Theater, and we talked about them in another interview. But at this time, I'd like to say welcome to the show, Aaron. It's great to meet you and great to have you meet you, you know, on Zoom.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
My pleasure. So my first question for you, Aaron, is tell us a little bit about your artistic path. How did you begin in dance? Where did it all begin for you?
Yeah, so I grew up doing tumbling, acrobatics at just a local dance studio. And so I grew up, you know, kind of immersed in it all day, every day. I was tumbling and doing gymnastics. And then as I got a little bit older, dance kind of came into it because we started doing these really large productions. And so I would have to learn dance like kind of on the side so that I could do all of my acrobatics and dance as well. And so I was just kind of immersed in it my entire life and wasn't really sure where I was gonna go with it. But then I went to college and I was undecided. I wasn't really sure what I was gonna do. And then I saw a modern dance trio. And I had never witnessed modern dance before. And so I saw this trio and my whole world, you know, just changed. I just didn't know that dance could be that. You know, I'd only seen it one specific way my whole life, kind of like jazz dance or kind of like musical theater. And then I was introduced to this other style of like storytelling and different ways to use your body. And I was just completely inspired. And so right then and there, I said, you know, I'm going to audition to be a part of the company shows and be a part of the program. And so then I went on, I got my theater and dance degree, and then I started dancing professionally. I moved away from Illinois, that's where I'm from, moved to California, and I started dancing in a group. And now I'm kind of starting to kind of create on my own. And so it's been a wild ride, but that's something that I'll never forget is kind of 20-year-old me seeing dance kind of for the first time when I thought I knew maybe what dance was, and kind of just changed my life.
Wow, that's amazing that you had kind of an epiphany moment there, kind of an aha moment. And that's really cool to experience that and to know, oh wow, this is what I want to do.
Right.
So about how long do you think you've been doing modern dance?
Yeah, modern dance. Well, I started in college, so I guess it's been like right around 10 years now. So that's when I first started it, and yeah, just aged myself, but.
Oh, that's okay. So other than modern dance, though, what other dance styles or even other art forms have you been drawn to in addition?
Yeah, so modern dance is the main one, but I'm an avid yogi, so I do a lot of yoga, I do a lot of meditation, and so actually when I'm creating movement, when I'm creating dance, I actually use a lot of yoga movement, and the way that I breathe and the way that I do my movement, I structure a lot of that from yoga. And so I loved also, that was another epiphany like moment of doing dance and then having a lot of injuries and then finding yoga and yoga saving my body. And then I'm like, okay, so how can I connect the two? You know, do I create a movement style that's yoga and dance together? And I didn't quite do that, but I feel like I found a way to connect them that I feel is a, like a more holistic way for myself to move. And I feel really safe in the way that I move because of yoga.
Oh, that's very cool. That's nice. And I'm speaking with Erin White, and she is going to be part of the Reemerge Dance Festival at Center Stage Theater. And her piece, her dance film, Renewal, will be shown on opening night of the festival, Thursday, June 17th at 7 p.m. And for tickets and information, you can always log on to the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. Or you can also do it the old-fashioned way. You can give them a call at the box office, 805-963-0408. That's 805-963-0408. And Erin, let me ask you then, since you are an artist, a performing arts artist, a dancer, how was the shutdown and quarantine for you this last year? How did you manage through that whole mess, if you will?
Yeah, that was really tough. Yeah. I was actually with Psychopomp, and we had been rehearsing for our first show. And we had been rehearsing, I think, for 8 months at that point, working on this full-length show, rehearsing every week with a new group of people. We were set to have our opening night on the day that everything shut down. And so we did tech rehearsal, and then we got the news that the next day all of California was shut down. And so we were pretty devastated, working on something like that. And a lot of us hadn't performed in a long time. And so it was gonna be so amazing for us. And we had a lot of other things lined up after that first performance. And so, that all got shut down. But we were able to, we had the space still, we had all the dancers. And so we ended up just filming that performance instead of showing it to a live audience. We did end up getting to, film it and still get to enjoy it with each other. So that was great. I mean, after that, losing these dance jobs, and I lost my other job as well. And so trying to stay motivated was hard, but mm-hmm. I give so much credit to Psychopomp because Shenandoah, the director, she kept giving us prompts and giving us all of these ideas to stay connected and stay creative. And we continued doing projects together. And we had weekly meetings, we had weekly classes. And so honestly, I owe her like my mental health, because that helped me keep going through that whole time.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And your story is so similar to so many other folks that I've chatted with. And last year, when Center Stage was doing the Digital Arts Festival, when everybody got on all performing arts levels, dance and theater, but music, what have you, so many people had shows that they had just opened and then they had to close, or entire performances, just like you're saying, rehearsals were done and posters were made and everything was put out there, and then whoop, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
And it was such a devastating year. And but thank God you had Psychopomp and Shenandoah to help you get through that.
Oh, absolutely. And even now, the creative process that I feel like I've gained has come through that really hard time. And so I feel like I've gained so much because I did have so much time on my hand to really hone in on what my creative practices are. And so I feel like I've grown a lot as an artist because of it.
Good. Oh, well, that's good. At least there's a positive there to be found. So tell us about Renewal. And I think the title is perfect because the festival is called Reemerge and your piece is called Renewal. Tell us about it. How did it come about?
So it's funny. It came about in a workshop through Psychopomp. And so we had been meeting, and it was a way for Shenandoah to kind of bring us all together and get creating together. And she really wanted for us to have like a little showcase of what we're working on. And so she kind of gave us some prompts, and it was the most basic prompt of, here's a list of words, choose two words that you're drawn to. And now choose two antonyms for those words. And so that's what I did. And I chose these words that I was drawn to. And the words being roots, treetops, crumbling, and building. And so when I put all those words together, it automatically made me think of like a cycle, or, you know, like the tree of life, you know, birth, life, death, rebirth, you know, all of these things. And so that's kind of where renewal came from.
Kind of like
and
the circle of life kind of a thing.
Circle of life, exactly. And okay. So I do use a lot of images of trees and natural environment. And so I chose these four different environments that I really wanted to be a part of. I didn't see my piece being something that I would do on a stage. I really wanted to, because I was so drawn to using natural elements and being out in nature and being really tactile with the environment. And so I chose these four environments, and I kind of just had a couple ideas of what I wanted to do in those environments, but not a concrete statement of what I wanted to make. I was just hoping that in post-production, kind of it would happen. And so when we were asked to do to apply for Reemerge, it was actually way before our deadline for for Psycho Pump's workshop showing. And so it happened really, really fast. And so I feel like all of this artistic expression that I had been honing this whole time, I just had to kind of let go and trust in that. And I said, okay, I only have 2 days to figure out this entire piece, go to all these locations, film it, edit it, and send it in. And I still at the time didn't even have this specific vision for the piece. And so I was like, okay, Aaron, you know, just, it's gonna happen. Just let go, just do what you wanna do. You have this idea, you just don't have specifics yet. And so that's kind of what I did. I called in my sister, who's never filmed anything in her life, and I called in my best friend, and they filmed it for me. And it was just like slowly, like everything was just coming together. And it was something that I was so proud of, because I was able to put myself under extreme time constraints and make something that I was really happy about. And by just like relying on this vision that I had, that wasn't even clear at all, you know? And so, in hindsight, I watched the piece, and that's exactly what I wanted to do. That's exactly the statement I wanted to make. It just came out in such a roundabout way that was pretty funny, pretty magical, honestly.
I was just going to say, it sounds like it was magical.
It was. Yeah. I've never, and this is my first dance film. I've never created anything before like this. And sure. And normally I'm normally like in a dance company, you know, collaborating and choreographing with people. And so this is the first time I've made something on myself, and it's the first time I've ever edited anything by myself. And so, you know, and just kind of relying on people, other people, a couple outside people that had never done it as well. And so it was all kind of just one big experience of learning and just so much appreciation for, you know,
sure. Well, for
them having confidence in me and me having confidence right. in them.
Then also appreciation for the process, I'm sure, for
yes.
just putting it together bit by bit.
Yeah. It was such a, you know, jam-packed process, but I enjoyed every second of it. I mean, it was just, good. It was so fun. And I think also being outside and being in nature, that also attributes to that, but
yeah.
it was an awesome process.
So you kind of covered my next question, but in your answer there, but I was thinking, what were some of the challenges, or what were some of the similarities and or differences in doing dance for the stage versus in a film? And then what did you discover was like, oh, I didn't realize we were gonna have to do this, you know, that kind of thing. How was that for you?
See, I really like doing film, probably more than stage, as far as creating something. Like, you get to choose what the audience sees. You know, you can mm-hmm. really focus on one thing and really put all of your energy into that one thing, because you know that's exactly what the audience is going to see. And you know, when you're on stage, you can do everything that you can with your body or with your breath, but the audience, maybe they're going to look away, or maybe they're going to look at somebody else, you know? So having that control of guiding the audience through an experience, I think is really amazing to do while, you know, making a film. And then, I mean, I love performing on stage as well, but I think sharing that with other people on stage creates a different type of energy, which I love as well. But I just knew that doing this piece on a stage wasn't going to give my audience the same thing that I wanted to get through a film.
A completely different, and it's a different art form. It's just as different as doing something on stage versus film versus a painting versus, you know, sculpture. It's just another way to tell the story in a different form. And that, and what an amazing thing to be able to do. And I totally relate to you when you're talking about, you know, doing something on stage, because I've acted and I've done musicals and plays, and sometimes you ask your family or friends afterwards, did you see the part where I did this? And they're like, oh no, I didn't see that.
Right.
Because I snoozed for a minute.
Or something. Exactly.
But tell me a little bit more about the film. Where did you film it?
So I filmed it. So I'm in Alton, Illinois, which is a suburb of like St. Louis, Missouri. So I'm right across the Mississippi River. That's where I grew up, is Alton, Illinois. We live like on, on this river road, right? And so the river road has these bluffs, these beautiful bluffs that I'd never even thought of creating a dance near it. I didn't even know I could even go up and touch it, because it was kind of blocked at first, but I kind of got around that and noticed that I could go up and touch that. So I used, this face of this wall, this beautiful natural bluff, as one of the locations that was right down the street from, you know, where I grew up, where I'm living now. And then I also used, there is a park in St. Louis, and I used, you know, this tree in this park, and I used the fresh mulch that's around this tree, as well as this structure of, it's kind of like a beautiful archway. It's just this beautiful like bench archway also in that same park. And so I was looking for this contrast of like a solid structure, very like architectural, in contrast to like the natural crumbling bluff that I was using. Of course I used the tree and the roots kind of, and the mulch and the dirt.
Also really doing the whole rebirth cycle of life, starting with the dirt and going.
Yes.
Nice. Oh.
I really wanted to be extremely tactile. Like I was climbing the trees. I was laying in the dirt. I was climbing
How
the
fun.
Bluff. I probably shouldn't have been climbing the bluff barefoot, but that's what I was doing. You know, it was really, and I was climbing these structures that were probably only supposed to be for, you know, walking under this arch, and that's it. It wasn't really a working bench, but I just decided I was going to start climbing it and create something.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. about how long did it take to, you know, from the moment you started filming until you edited it all together, how much time do you think you put into it, the whole thing?
It was probably a total of between 3 and 4 hours, I would say.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, there was 1 hour at the, the cliff, the rock face, the bluff. And then there was maybe about around 2.5 to 3 hours at that other location, which is the structure and the tree. And
nice. Very cool. And then what are you hoping the audience takes away from the performance once they leave the theater? What are you hoping the one thing, or maybe one or two things that you're hoping they'll take away from it?
Yeah, I've thought about that, and I'm trying to, I think my main thing is that I want the audience to kind of be on the journey with me. I want them to kind of feel what I'm feeling, just like this connection to the earth, and kind of this understanding that in all of these cycles of life, there's always growth in all of these cycles. And so maybe a sense of like hope or a sense of relief or a sense that life is going to continue no matter what stage we're in. I kind of hope that they can get some sense of that. Kind of a lightness, I think. I normally do like some heavy emotional pieces. This one's not quite that. So I kind of just hope that they can kind of feel a little bit of catharsis of like maybe what I'm feeling, which is connection to Mother Earth.
Right. Well, and what a beautiful thing to connect to. I mean, you know, to hope, to renewal, which is the name of your piece, and mm-hmm. the whole theme of the dance festival is reemerge. So it all ties in nicely, and we always have hope. But then, you know, after a tumultuous year that we had mm-hmm. last year, at least we still have hope at the end, and so that's always a good thing to be able to do that. So Aaron, we just have a few minutes left before the end of the show, but I hope you wouldn't mind if I can put you on the spot and ask you some random questions.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, good, because I've been asking everybody random questions, and it's been interesting to hear everyone's answers to these and find out what people are all about. So my first random question is, what is your favorite comfort food?
Favorite comfort food, popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Popcorn.
Yes. I just went to the movies yesterday. I took some home with me. I'm still munching on it.
I know. I haven't been to the movies yet since, you know, because everything's still, and I think movie theaters are reopened here, but movie popcorn. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like walking by a theater and smelling the movie popcorn.
It's the best.
It is. Now, speaking of popcorn, do you have Trader Joe's in Illinois?
No, we only have a couple. There's one in St. Louis that's about 25 minutes away from me, but I still get to it, but they don't have it very,
very
they don't have as many as they do in California.
Right. Well, if you get to one, they have, and I think it's just a seasonal thing, but they have, I don't know if you'd like it or not, but I do. It's called it's pickle popcorn.
Oh, okay. I have to try that. I would love to try that. I love pickles.
Okay, good. Yeah. And it combines two comfort foods for me anyway. The pickles, I love pickles for some reason. And then popcorn, you open the bag and you get this huge whiff of pickle. And
I love it.
It's addicting though. It's one of those snacks where you're like, oh, I just ate the whole bag.
Okay, next time I go to Trader Joe's, I'm going to look for that.
Yeah, look for the pickle popcorn. It's really good. It's in a green bag, so you can't miss it.
Okay.
Not to give them a commercial, but. So my next question for you is, what's your most treasured possession? And your most treasured possession could be human, it could be an object, it could be an idea. What's your most treasured possession?
You know, I think, I have this, what is it? It's like a photo album of my whole family. It's not just a photo album. It's, I forget what you call it, but you create different collages in it. And
like a scrapbook.
Scrapbook, yes.
Okay.
So it's a scrapbook, and I created that scrapbook in a really, really tough time of my life, right before I was about to lose my mother, and we did it as a way to connect my whole family together. And ever since then, you know, it's a way for me to connect to my nephews and connect to my brothers and my sister. And so that is something that I treasure so much because it just represents so much in my life, and to get to continue putting new memories in that scrapbook and also revisiting old wonderful memories is something that I love.
Scrapbooks are a fabulous thing, and don't lose that.
Grab that. No, never. It's like put away on a high shelf.
Good. Yeah.
It's all separated.
And I'm just going to tell you right now, that's the first thing you got to grab if you have to evacuate for some reason.
Yes.
If there's mm-hmm. a wind or, you know, fire or storm or whatever, not to be all doomsday right now.
Oh, no, I agree.
I totally agree. I know just recently my mom and I were going through an old scrapbook, and I totally can relate to that because you're looking at these pictures going, oh, that's when we lived there, and that's when we were in elementary school. And, you know, that's a wonderful treasure to have. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, Aaron, we're just about out of time, but before we go, is there any 411 information you want to give out, websites or social media, any of that stuff you want to give out to the
folks? I mainly post a lot of dance things on my personal Instagram, which is _Aaron_White_. So just my first and last name separated by underscores. You can find a lot of kind of what I'm doing on there. And I also have a link there to another Instagram that I use just for dance and yoga purposes. So you can kind of just follow that in my profile.
In your profile on Instagram. And again, that's _Aaron_White_. And Aaron is, of course, is spelled E-R-I-N.
Yes, exactly.
_Aaron_White_, and that's on Instagram. And then I guess it's your first and last name, Aaron White, on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it. That's correctly.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us, and continued success in dancing and with filmmaking and the whole process. And again, to see her film, it'll be on opening night of the Re-Emerge Dance Festival. And opening night is Thursday, June 17th at 7 p.m. And for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. And if you want to know what I'm up to, if you're curious about my stuff, I'm Jim on the Air. The podcast is called Jim on the Air. And it's also on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, Jim on the Air. And the podcast can be found on Apple Podcast, Anchor.fm, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast, and a couple others. And again, the show is called Jim on the Air. And Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, continued success in your career. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure too, as well. And for everyone listening or watching, thank you so much. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.